to Gateway to Joy, the challenging radio ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty and Passion and Purity, Learning to Bring Your Love Life Under God's Control, helping you find joy in your Christian walk with the Savior today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. That promise given thousands of years ago by Moses to Joshua is for you and me and for all who are willing to follow the Lord today. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today in conversations with my listeners. Week after week, I get letters from women who are longing for marriage. Just one sampler from today's mail. I soon will be 33 years of age in a few days, and I often sincerely wonder whether I will ever get married. I heard you say on that particular broadcast that God doesn't have enough men for all the single women. Did I hear this right? That's really scary to think that one will have to go through life alone or without a marriage partner. Sometimes the desire to be married is very overwhelming. I try to rest in the fact that if being single will bring God the most glory out of my life, then so be it. But yet I wonder, do I really, really mean that? Of course I know God knows our heart, even when our mouth is saying other things. I've asked the Lord about this, but I don't seem to get a clear answer on the issue. I guess I'm somewhat afraid of what he might say. I often wonder what I can do with the desire for marriage that I have. I have heard some say, channel it toward the Lord, yet deep down I desire to be married. I don't want to go through life all alone. I guess I may sound possessed with the desire to be married. I try to rest in the fact that God is in control, and if it be his will for me to have a husband, he will have to allow our paths to come together. If not, then the Lord himself will have to change and turn around the desire. Can you offer some suggestions in knowing the will of God in this area? If it is not to be, I want to move on and not continue asking the Lord about this. I dread the thought of being 40, 50, or 60 years old and single. Of course, I know you get letters of this nature all the time. Pray for me that I truly accept the will of God and that God will help me to do so. Now, what I have to say to this dear woman is what I say to all of them, people who are on hold, as it were, because they feel as though they can't get ahead with their lives until they know that they're going to have a husband or that they're not going to have a husband. And I have to remind you that Jesus said, take no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow will take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And you know, it really isn't our business what God wants to do tomorrow. God has only given us today. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow belongs to God. And this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice in this day and be glad in it. If we're not glad in this day, there won't be any day that we can be glad, will there? Because it's always this day that God gives us. And why should we need to know the will of God for the future? He tells us all we need to know. And here's a very important point. I believe he tells us whatever we're willing to obey. Sometimes we can't get light on the guidance that we're praying about because we're really not willing to obey. And as this woman confesses, she's afraid sometimes to ask what God has in mind for her because the answer might be singleness. And of course, who am I to say that it won't be? Maybe it will be singleness. I don't think I said what she thinks she heard me say, that there aren't enough men. Statistically, I think there are more men than there are women. It has always been that way, that there are few more boy babies born than girl babies. Maybe one of God's reasons is because he knew that men kill each other in wars and things like that. But there do not seem to be enough godly, dedicated Christian men who are prepared to make the commitment to marriage. There just aren't enough of those to go around. We meet many, many fine Christian women, and strangely, it seems to be very difficult to meet a lot of fine Christian single men who are willing to consider marriage. So let me read a couple of verses from Psalm 145, verses 14 to 21. In all his promises, God keeps faith, for he is unchanging in all his works. The Lord holds up those who stumble and straightens backs which are bent. The eyes of all are lifted to thee in hope, and thou givest them their food when it is due. With open and bountiful hand thou givest what they desire to every living creature. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, unchanging in all that he does. Very near is the Lord to those who call to him in singleness of heart. He fulfills their desire, if only they fear him. He fulfills their desire if only they fear him. And in my experience, one of the ways in which God has fulfilled my desires is to change them, to transform those desires. Now, here's a very different perspective to help us shift our gaze for a moment. A letter from a missionary in Costa Rica. Last night, in the wee hours of the morning, when I had to get up and fix the flame of our kerosene refrigerator, I kept thinking of the missionary lady who longed for the love of a man. I feel for such women. Many have paid a high cost to follow the Lord. But I kept thinking of the, quote, package, unquote, that goes with what she wants. Now remember, this is a man writing this letter, and he's a married man. It may mean suffering for a grandchild's condition, as you know. It may mean living with a man going blind. How's your glaucoma, Lars? I have double vision after a retina repair. And I need to tell those of you who don't know who Lars is, he's my husband and he does have glaucoma. And if he's not faithful with his drops, he will go blind. But I assure you, he is very faithful, taking drops 6 times a day. But that's what this missionary is referring to. It might mean loving with a man who is going blind. My wife lives with a man who used to trek jungle trails, but who has trekked his last as his knee degenerates. It may mean hearing by phone, as we did yesterday morning before we left the capital for our phoneless home, that a daughter in Rhode Island is not recovering well from gallbladder surgery. My wife has experienced the love of a man who believes she's a perfect wife, but he can't satisfy her romantically, nor could my daddy satisfy his wife. But I know what I do from love. She also lives with me when upset by a very bad day, the long day from a week in the capital to the jungle jeep road to our house. Never has she gotten used to that ride after 28 years. My wife has 8 children, who rise up and call her blessed. On our 40th anniversary 2 weeks ago, 4 of the 5 boys prayed over us. Very moving. But as you know, for a man, expressing love may not be as satisfying to her as to him. She has perfect Spanish, but watched her husband perform poorly in giving a paper at a Bible Society meeting. Sometimes it's hard to love one you have trouble respecting. Your friend rightly wants the love of a man, but with that goes a package of long-range, bittersweet experience. But she's focusing on how she would like to feel. There is a level of love which speaks when making someone else feel good. Before number 6 got married, my wife gave a devotional at his fiancé's shower on "Your desire shall be unto him," and God made her for him in the first place to be his help meet. But I do know that if some women knew how desperately we need our mates, they'd be amazed. I feel that no woman is more subject to a husband than my wife is subject to me. Yet no man is more dependent on a wife than I am. And it's not machismo, that's Spanish for what we call macho in this country. It's not machismo the way God put it together, but it is an important ingredient in receiving the love of a man. Making her husband happy is a key element in experiencing the love of the man, a key element in the bittersweet package of married love. So there's another viewpoint for you single women to think about It may be that God has spared you sorrows that you can't even imagine in your single state. But the great thing is to rejoice in each day as the day that God gave you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.